Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is pleasantly cool tonight. In Tel Aviv, clear skies offer a beautiful view of the stars. Jerusalem is enjoying a calm night, while Haifa feels a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from earlier today say the IDF has killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike. The Interior Ministry in Gaza confirmed the death of Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil. That story comes from Walla. Also, a 36-year-old rabbi has been appointed as the chief rabbi of Moldova. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Axelrod vows to support the Jewish community there. This comes from Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF has killed a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th invasion of Israel. The operation targeted Abu Kamil in Gaza, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Separately, 25% of the U.S. Reaper drone fleet is lost in the ongoing conflict with Iran. Pentagon officials express concern over rapid attrition. Ynet provided these details earlier today. And finally, Jared Kushner plans a visit to Israel next week for talks about Gaza. Netanyahu faces competing political pressures. Axios reported this earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. From X, Al Jazeera News reports that U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced unprecedented measures against Iran. This was posted just minutes ago. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared reports of missile interceptions over Erbil, Iraq. The fire reportedly targeted U.S. military assets in the city. Al Arabiya English highlighted growing tensions between Washington and Israel. Editor-in-Chief Rebecca Hudson noted differences over Lebanon and other regional issues. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Walla reports an IDF airstrike has killed Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil, a top Gaza police officer. This strike follows ongoing tensions and previous attacks targeting key figures in Gaza. The implications for regional stability remain significant as both sides brace for potential escalation. Turning to the appointment of Rabbi Menachem Mendel Axelrod in Moldova. At just 36, he steps into a pivotal role as chief rabbi, as noted by Israel Hayom. He aims to strengthen the Jewish community, continuing his family's rich legacy at a time when community support is vital. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's targeted killing of a Hamas commander. He was involved in the October 7th attacks on Israel. This operation highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to eliminate threats from Gaza. It underscores the continuing volatility in the region. In the United States, Ynet reports a significant loss of Reaper drones in the conflict with Iran. The Pentagon faces mounting pressure as its resources strain under the demands of the campaign. This affects military readiness and strategic capabilities in the Middle East. Finally, Axios covers Jared Kushner's upcoming visit to Israel. As Gaza remains a focal point, Prime Minister Netanyahu juggles internal and external pressures. This visit could influence diplomatic approaches and future geopolitical dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Katek reports that Israel's attack drone tender sees a turn as Ondas joins Kila and Izotop. The Ministry of Defense has reopened its digital bat tender, indicating a shift in strategy. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Russia's strategic gain with a new Arctic shipping route. The frozen Silk Road could significantly cut shipping times and alter global trade patterns. And finally, Walla Business reveals American company Ondas will develop the next generation of attack drones for the IDF. This move involves key Israeli defense figures and marks a significant development in military technology collaboration. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.